begin the current daf Masechet Erev and daf Ayin. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. That is, our Mishnah spoke about the concept of Bittul. And that is, as we spoke about in many dafim, that there's, and there, the way their cities were created were that there were homes that everyone lived in that opened up into a chutz or into a courtyard. Those courtyards opened up into mavois that they all joined into an alleyway, and those alleyways opened up into the Rishas Rabim, to the public domain, and that is the structure of their city. So therefore, when they're in the chutzr, Chazal said that one is not allowed to carry from his bayis to the chutzr, because bayis is privately owned, chutzr is jointly owned, therefore it has similarities to Rishas Rabim. We're concerned the person might carry from Rishas Yach to Rishas Rabim. So therefore, there was the concept of Erev, which is to join them all together, to view it as one large Rishas HaYachid. That is what we have to do with Erev. Let's say someone forgot to make an Erev. So then there's a principle of Bittul. That is the one, for example, let's say there's five people and they all four made the Erev and one person didn't. Say, you ruined it for everybody. Now we can't carry it into the Chatzah because it's not singularly, at least in a pluralistic way of singularly, that everyone is like one person living at one person's home as if they're guests by him. And he didn't do that. So therefore now we view it as still jointly owned because there's now two people. Everybody won and there's one person that didn't join. So he could do Bittul. He could say, you know what? I have no rights over here. Forget about me. I'm not ruining it because I don't have any rights into this chatzar. Therefore, again, it's still owned by the one pluralistic of everyone that made the Erev. And therefore, that you could go do ahead. So one of the cases our Mishnah said was Ve'ein Noitin Rishus, that two people, although they can be Mevatel Der Rishus, that is, if let's say two people forgot to join the Erev. So they could tell everybody else, hey, you know what? We have no rights away. We're not going to mess it up for you. However, they cannot take Rishus. That is, if there's two people that forgot to join, for everyone else to give it to them and say, okay, now it's yours, that's not going to help because they did not join together. They are separate people. And even if everyone was mevatla to them, it still wouldn't help because they would now be the two joint owners into the chatzar. And that would make it us one and the other, which is what brings us to the Gemara's question. Lomeli, why do I need this case of saying that everybody else that, let's say, made the Erev cannot be mevatel to these two people? Although they can mevatel to, let's say, one person that did not make an Erev because it doesn't make a difference, it's now viewed as his one large Rishas HaYachad, then he would be able to carry into the Rishas HaYachad, which would be including the Chatzar. However, when there's two people, what does it help? We already learned in the Mishnah, Hoyushnayim, if there were two people that did not make an Erev with each other, Oysim Zalzeh, they make it forbidden one or the other. That is, if it's their two that they joined, that they own the chatzar together, and they didn't join together, so then, of course, it's going to be a problem. So what do we gain over here by adding on another step, by saying everyone else cannot be mevatel to them, because it's not going to work? Of course, because even without that concept about them being mevatel to them, there are still two people that didn't join together. Of course, it's not going to work. Another Gemara says, like, Tzricha, we needed to say what's called Mishnah Yisair. In other words, you're right, it seems like an extra case which has no more chiddush than what we knew already, that when you have two people that did not join the Erev, they're going to make it us one the other. But we needed to say this case to tell us a greater chiddush, because why are we repeating it? Obviously, to add on another chiddush, is that Afagav de Amalei, that even though the others that were initially, the three people that were Ma'arim, that they're being mevatel to these two that didn't, they in their statement, they had made a condition to that they told him that Kani Amanas Lahaknas, we're only giving it to you with the condition that after you're acquiring it, you will then reacquire it, you will then resend it and package it off to the other one that's left over there. And that is what the chiddush was, that even that type of case is not going to work. And that is, I would have thought that, let's say there's five people, and three people made an Erev, and two people didn't. So then now these three people that made an Erev, one mevatel to these two people. So he said, that's not going to work anyway. What's the chiddush, right? Because these two people are Eiser Zeh Zeh. So saying, no, it's talking about that even though they're giving it over to these two, but from one of the two, they're saying, look, although we're giving it to the two of you, we're really giving it to you that you should then be our shliach to then send it over and give it to the one last man standing, which then if it's only his, that should work. The chiddush is that no, since he can't initially acquire it because he's not going to be, when he's getting their rights, he can't do anything with those rights because the other person is still making an usra on him. And therefore, he cannot even then go ahead and pass it on to that last person because he doesn't have it to give it. Because the whole concept of bittul is that it allows you to utilize that area in the chatzar, but it's not allowing it because he still has someone else. And that's the chiddush, the saying that even in such a case, where I would have thought that he could at least pass it on, and then the last person standing, that he's the only one that it's considered only his rishus, that it should work, saying no, that transition from those three to the two, then to the one, will not work because since he couldn't use it himself because of that isser of the other one making it us, so that they didn't join. It's a joint chatzar, not a singular chatzar. That's why it wouldn't work even to pass it on. Now the Gemara goes and explains a little bit the principle of this whole din of bittul. with the following question. Abaye asked from Rabbi the following question. When you have five people in one courtyard, the classic case of the Gemara likes giving. Now, although the rest of the people made Erev, one of the five forgot to join in the Erev. So now, and we know about the concept of bittul, so he could say, look, I don't have any rights over here. You four, you're okay. You're all joined together. You can use it. So when he's being mevatel his rights away, does he have to go to all the four people and say, you know what? I don't have any rights over here in your chatzar because he's part of that singular Erev, and they have to go to every one of the four? Or no, he could just go to the one of the four and say, look, I'm a vatlet, I'm out of the equation, and then, okay, everyone could go ahead and use it. So Amalei, so Rabbi told Abai, tzorch levatl kol echad ve'echad. He has to go over to every single person, say, I'm a vatlet to you, I'm a vatlet to you, I'm a vatlet to you, I'm a vatlet to you. And if he just goes to one, it's not going to work. So the Gemara asks, Eisve, we learned in the Brayso, and the Gemara is going to mention, quote the whole Brayso. And then it will conclude with the question that it has on Rav. So the first case of the Brayso was Echad Shloi Erev, regarding one person that did not make an Erev. And then the Gemara later will explain the necessity for all these cases. But first, the Gemara quotes the Brayso. So Echad Shloi Erev, one person that did not make an Erev, Neisin Rishusoi LaEchad Shloi Erev, he can give his rights away to the one person that did make an Erev. And that is, we're talking about, let's say, there's three people in the courtyard. Two of them made an Erev, and the third one did not make an Erev. So now, this one that did not make an Erev, as we said, that's the case, Echad Shloi Erev, he could be mevatel his rights of way to, as it says, Le'echad She'erev, to one of them that made an Erev. Now, that obviously is what's going to be the point of the question on Rabbah, because obviously, when we're saying Le'echad She'erev, there must be a third person, because who is he being ma'arav with? He made an Erev with somebody. Now, one person that's giving his rights is the one that didn't make an Erev, to one that made an Erev. Now, he obviously made it with a third person. And yet, in spite of that, we see that the one who's doing the bittul only is doing it to Le'echad She'erev. Obviously, you do not have to mevatlet Le'kol Echad Ve'echad, and the reason being very simply is because we view them all as one, like a large body, a singular pluralism. So therefore, when he's giving it to the one of the two, that's enough. That's going to be the question that's going to be on Rabbah. But first, the Gemara continues to quote the entire Braisa. So the second case is the reverse of the first case. Shnayim she'irvu, regarding two people that made the Erev, Nois nushus and Lechash Le'erev, they can give their rights away to the other one, the third one that did not make the Erev, because now he's going to be the singular owner, because they're giving up the rights away. Now there's one person, so that could work also. The third case of the Brayso is, Ushnayim Shloi Irvu, two people that did not join in the Erev, Nois nushus and Lushnayim, they could give their rights away to two people that live with them, She'irvu, that did make the Erev. So let's say we're talking about four people. So the two that did not join in the Erev can give over the rights away to two people that did make an Erev, and that will work because they're also like a singular one. Although it's giving to two, we should say they aser zelzeh, but we don't because since they made an Erev together and the only other two that didn't, they're giving up the rights away, so that's going to work also. And finally, the fourth case of the Reisha is Oyle Echad Shloi Erev, or to one person that did not make an Erev. In other words, for the third one that's living with them, where he didn't make an Erev and they didn't make an Erev, and now they're relinquishing their rights to that one person that didn't make an Erev, that will also work. That will be these are the four cases that will work regarding the concept of bittul. However, the Sefer says, Aval, however, ain Echad She'erev, however, one person that made an Erev with somebody else cannot noisen reshus le'echad. He cannot give his rights away to one person, in other words, to the third person that lives with them, shloi Erev, that did not join in the Erev. And the reason being very simply is because when he's being mevatel his rights away, there's still a third person over here that makes it forbidden, right? As we said, we're talking about Echad She'erev, which means to say that he made the Erev with somebody else. So there's at least three people over here. He can't give the one that made the Erev cannot give his rights away to the one that didn't, because even if he gives it, there's still another person over here that still has rights away that didn't give it to the one that didn't join in the Erev. So therefore, giving it over to the one that didn't join the Erev is not going to help, because there's still going to be a joint chatzar, and therefore that won't help to work for the concept and the principle of bittul. The next case is the Ein Shnayim She'erev also, that it won't help for two people that made the Erev, that Nisn Rishustin Lishnaim Shlo Erev, to give their rights away to two people that did not join the Erev. As we said before, that is the principle that we had started off the daf with, that Shnaim Ein Nitin Rishus, that was mentioned in our Mishnah, that two people cannot take rights away because it doesn't help. Because even if the two that made the Erev is going to give it to these two people, the two people that did not join the Erev, they too are considered a joint owners in the Chatzar, but in a pluralistic way, not in a singular way, because they didn't join with each other in the Erev to view it as if they're one person. They're two different people, and therefore they won't be able to carry out from their homes to the Chatzar anyway. Now, the next case is similarly, Ve'ein shnayim shlo yervu, and we cannot have two people that did not make an Erev, Neisin reshusin l'shnayim shlo yervu, to give to two people that did not join the Erev. In other words, let's say there's four people and none of them joined the Erev. So it's similar to the case we just mentioned, just that no, the two people that are giving it did not make an Erev. They cannot give it to two people that did not make an Erev, again, because of the same reason, it won't work, because ultimately, the two that are left standing did not join with each other, and they're going to be Eisr Zalzeh. That's the end of the brisa. Now the Gemara concludes the question, which, as we had already mentioned before from the first case, Ketani Mias Reisha, but ultimately what we see is from the Reisha, it said, Echad Shlei Erev, when there is one person that did not join the Erev, we said, Neisnu Shusu LeEchad Shlei Erev, he can give his rights away to one of the people that made, to a person that made an Erev. Now, Hei Chidami, what is this case talking about? If there is no other person, there's only two people, so then it makes sense, right? The one that didn't make the Erev could give it to the one that made the Erev, because now the one that made the Erev is the last man standing. And therefore, it's considered like Rosh HaSayachat. So, but Bahadiman Erev, but what do you mean he's the one that made an Erev? Who did he make an Erev with? You can only join with another person. Obviously, it's talking about that there's another person here that we didn't mention, that he, that's who this person made an Erev with. And in spite of that, we learn that this one that didn't make the Erev could be matlas zishus to one person that had made the Erev. Obviously, not like Rabbah, you did not have to be matlas zishus l'kol echad ve'echad to every single person that's left over there that had been joined in the Erev. That the Gemara answers, Rabbah would tell you, the Hachma Iskinan, that here what we're talking about, you're right, obviously that there was a third person here, because who was he joining with? But the Hava, there was a second person that joined in the Erev, in other words, a third person, Umis, and he died. In other words, what you have to say is that, and Rashi explains this in greater detail, he says, what you have to say according to Rabbah, as Aloha we're going to learn later on, is that we're talking about not a regular type of a chatzir. It must be like a type of encampment that they're in a valley and that they had surrounded themselves with walls to create a type of a chotzer type of a element, and that everyone had put their tent in, because it, this person that died, then in such a case, his yerushim, his inheritors, wouldn't get anything. Because if, as Rashi says, if we were talking about full-fledged chotzer, but then there would be yerushim inheritors. Now, since the father, if he would have been alive, he would have made it usher, again, as we say, because he's not giving, he did not get, at least according to Rabbah, that you have to mivatel reshus kol echad ve'echad. And this person that did not join the Erev is only giving it to one of the people that joined the Erev. So then the Yerushim would also make it Aser. So basically the way Rashi is saying is that we're talking about a case that would be no Yerushim. So therefore once this person dies, we don't view him here as old, because we view him out in the valley where there is no element of Yerushim. So therefore, although you're right, although there were three people, and then you're asking me on Rabbah that, oh, so how does it help L'Echad Sh'Erev? You should have to give it L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, like that's my opinion. He says, you're right. There was a person, that's why he made an Erev, but the guy died. If he died, now he's not part of the equation whatsoever. And there's only these two people, the one that didn't make an Erev and the one that did make. So once the one that didn't is Mevatla to that one person that had made an Erev, it's okay because he doesn't have to Mevatla to anyone else because no one else is around. The person that already passed away. And that the Gemara asks, if it's like you're answering Rabbi that we're talking about, that the person was there but he died, say Amos Sefer, let's see the Sefer. So when we say talking about the cases that don't work, we say Aval Ein Echad She'erv, however, one person that did make an Erev, he cannot be Noisin Rishusi LeEchad She'erv. He cannot give over his rights away to one person that did not join the Erev. Now, V'idahavim is, if you're telling me that this case, which is what the converse of that, in the Sefer we're talking about that which wouldn't work, is talking about that this person was there, this other one, because we're only talking about the Echad Shaloi Erev and the Echad She'erv, the one that didn't make the Erev and the one that did make the Erev. That although in the Reish we say that the one that didn't make the Erev could give over his rights away to the one that did make the Erev, in the Sefer we say, however, the one that did make the Erev cannot give it over to the one that didn't. Now, if it's talking about that the other one that had been there, the third person that's already dead, Samai Loi. Why? Why wouldn't the Sefer work? Why can't the one that made the Erev give it over to the one that didn't join the Erev? Because of what? Who else is here? The other one that had been there, that had made the Erev with this person that's relinquishing his rights, is dead already. Now, so the only one that's left is the one that didn't join the Erev and the one that did. And the one who made the Erev is giving it over to the one that didn't. So that should work. There's only one person left that he has all the rights in the Chatzar. Elipshita deisa. Obviously, the Sefer has to be told that person's still alive. So even if the one that had joined the Erev is giving over his rights to the one that didn't, it's not going to help because, good, so he has rights now. But still the person that the other person of the Erev is still around. He didn't relinquish his rights yet. So therefore, it must be talking about that he's still around. That's why it's a problem. Umin the Sefer deisa, reisha nami deisa. So from the fact that the same case, just in the reverse is what the Seifa of the is coming to explain over there, that that doesn't work. Obviously, the Reish is talking about the same thing also, that the guy's still around. And if he's still around, obviously, Abai is saying it's right to me, that you do not have to be about L'shus Kol Echad Be'echad, because it's not like you're trying to say, Rabbi, that the person died. I'll prove to you from the Seifa that he didn't die, he's still alive. And that the Gemara answers, no, meet the area. What type of a proof of that? No, the Reish is told me that he did die, and the Seifa is told me that he didn't die. And Rabbi says even more. Teda says, I could prove this to you, that the Reish is talking about, like I had said, that he was there and that he died. And that's not like the Seifa, where the Seifa, obviously, that he is still alive. Because I'll prove it to you, because if you would tell me that the case of Reish is that he's still alive, then, as I said, then he would have to be mevatel to him. As my opinion is that you have to mevatel kol echad ve'echad, because the Tani Seifa the Reisha. Because look, let's look at the Seifa of the Reisha, which Rashi explains. What does it mean, the Seifa of the Reisha? There's really two halves of that Braisa. The Reisha of the Braisa, until the words Avol, is all really one big case. Talking about all the things that do work, that the Bittel would work. Therefore, the Seifa of that case, he's calling it Seifa the Reisha. In other words, the second half of that first case, which was the one that we're talking about, which was used as a proof against Rabbi, which Rabbi's answering and saying, wait, I'll prove to you that it must be that he's dead and that he's not around, because it says right after that, it said, V'shnayim shlo irvu. And however, regarding two people that did not join the Erev, Nisen Rishusen l'shnayim she'irvu, they could give their rights away to two people that did join in the Erev. Now listen, Rabbi says, L'shnayim in. It says that the two people that did not join the Erev, they can give over their rights away to the two people that joined the Erev. Why did it say two? L'echad loy, which sounds like that they can only give over their rights away to the two people that are left, the two people that had joined in the Erev, but that it wouldn't help to give to one, because like I'm saying, Rabbi says, that you do have to mevatel kol echad ve'echad. If it was like you, it shouldn't say that the two that did not join the Erev can give it to the two that made in the Erev. It could have said even to the one that made the Erev. Obviously that doesn't work. And the ratio that says la'echad she'irvu is because the other guy died. But if it was alive, you would have to give it to both. However, Abaye says, no, it's not a riot. My lebeis, what does it mean that the two that did not join the Erev give over to the two that did join the Erev? It means la'echad mebeis. It means to one out of the two. But it doesn't mean you have to give to both. It means you could choose from whichever one. That the Gemara asks, ihachi, if that's the case, listni la'echad she'irvu. It should have said to one of those that had joined in the Erev, which obviously that means that there is another person. As we learned in the Reish, the same idea, le'echad she'irvu. I would have known that there's two people, because obviously you can't make an Erev with one person. It has to be with two people. Oy le'echad she'irvu, or as that Seifa ends off, that was how it said. It said either l'shnayim she'irvu or le'echad she'irvu. But the main idea is that why did it have to say l'shnayim, which you want to say means le'echad mishnayim? I could have told you a terminology that would have said the same thing without being the confusion of sounding like it has to be given to both. You could have said le'echad she'irvu. You can give over to one that had joined the Erev, which would sound like that there's two, and that you could choose whichever one. Which says Kasha, yes, definitely that is a difficulty according to Abaye's interpretation. But ultimately, that's Rabbah's answer in saying that no, and I'll even prove it to you. It sounds like Rabbah that you have mevatel kol echad ve'echad. Now the Gemara continues, and now the Gemara comes to explain the Braisa that we had quoted, which Abaye was using as a question on Rabbah. Now the Gemara goes and explains why we have to say all these cases, that they seem to be redundant and repetitive, that it's saying the same idea. The Reish is talking about that bittel works, and the Sefer says that it doesn't work. What is the chiddush of all these cases? So the Gemara begins. We said over there in the Reisha, Echad Shle Erev, one person that did not join the Erev, Neisen Rishus Shle Echad Shle Erev, he can give his rights away to one person that had made the Erev, that had joined in the Erev. So the Gemara explains, like we said in the previous Gemara, La Baya, according to Abaye, the Isay, that the third person is still there, so that he did not die. The Chiddush is, V'kamash Malon, the Intzorch Levatel, Rishus Kol Echad Ve'echad. That's a very good Chiddush, according to Abaye, that although there's two people that's still there, that had joined the Erev, he doesn't have to Mevatel to both. As we said, because Abaye holds, you don't have to Mevatel, Kol Echad Ve'echad, we view them as one big body, just like I give over something to one person's hand. I don't have to say give it to both his hands, it's one body. Here also, we view them as one body, one singularity, and therefore, that's the Chiddush according to Abaye. L'Rabba, the Hava Mis, according to Abaye that we just explained the Gemara, that the third person was there and then he died. So then the chiddush is v'loy gazrinan zimnan de'ise, that we're not making a penalty or decree that on sometimes that the person would be around. In other words, what we're saying is that if the question is if he died, so then according to Rabbi, it's obvious that you could be mevatla to the one man last man standing, because that's the case of the Sefer that said that even when you have two people, they can mevatla to an individual. So according to Rabbi, it really is difficult. What's the chiddush of this ratio if there's only one person left? Of course you can mevatla. That the chiddush is that no, because since he was there in the beginning, this third person, And then we would maybe be concerned that maybe in a case where he would not die, you would still only give it over to one person, which according to Rabbi is a problem, because you have to call echad echad to every single person. And that the Chiddush said, no, since he died, he's not part of the equation. It's okay. It'll work even if you're giving it just to one person because he's not around. And we're not concerned that you might do it even when the person does not die. So then the Braisa continued and said, "V'shnayim she'irvu." Regarding two people that did join in the Erev, Nation Rishusun Le'echad Shal Erev, they could, which was the reverse of the first case, which we had the one person giving it to the two, or one, depending on the Machlekes Abaya and Rabbah. Now it says, regarding the two, they can give it over, the one, the two that had joined in the Erev, they could give it over to the one that did not join the Erev. That's pretty obvious. Because here, there's no decree, as we could have said, that maybe that the one person is giving Mevatel to them, because if the one that did not join the Erev is Mevatlet to these two that did join the Erev, that's okay because they had joined in the Erev. And now since we already said by an individual that he can Mevatlet to others, so then why? What's the difference if one being Mevatlet to others or two being Mevatlet to others? It doesn't make a difference. Why shouldn't it work? So what's the chiddush of this case that the two that joined the Erev could give it to the one that did not join in the Erev? That the Gemara says that Maho Detema, I would have thought that Kibin Dole Erev, since this person that they want to be mevatel to did not join the Erev, Liknesay, they should penalize them, they should make a knas. And that we would not have known from the Reisha, because the Reisha is talking about that this person that did not join the Erev, he's being mevatel his rights away to those that did join the Erev. So that we should, we should reward those that had done the proper thing and joined the Erev. That could work. But we would think that maybe that the two that had joined the Erev are not allowed to go ahead and reward, so to speak, the one that did not join the Erev, because he messed it up. He should have joined in the Erev. And that Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush that we're saying that we don't make this type of Kanas, and the two that joined the Erev are allowed to be mevatel their rishus to the one that did not join in the Erev. Then the Braisa continued and said, "Ubei shalei irvu," and two people that did not join the Erev, "Noisin rishusim lishnayim she'irvu." They can give their rights away to the two people that did join the Erev. Now, LaRabba, according to Rabba, Tana Seifa Ligluya Reisha. This case of the Seifa of the Reisha is coming to reveal and explain to us what the case was told about in the Reisha of the Braisa, which was, according to Rabba, that the person, the third person was there and then that he died. That is the Reisha that said, Le'echad she'irv, which was the point that Abaye had been using to ask on Rabba, was talking about that although someone to one that had joined the Erev was because the other one had died. Because if the other one would have been there, then he would have had to be mevatel to each individual, which is really what the case of this sefer was that Rabba was using as a raya to himself. He says, you see, obviously, that you do have to mevatel kol echad ve'echad, as we said, because it says that the two that did not join the Erev, they have to mevatel their rights, lishnayim she'irv, to both of them. So Rabba uses that as a way to explaining of the Reisha to show you that, yes, you have the Mevatel Kol Echad Ve'Echad, then obviously that the Reisha says, Le'echad She'irvu is talking about that the third person had died, had passed away. La'abaya, but according to Abaya, that he explained this case of the Seifa, that what does it mean to Lishnayim, to the two that had joined the Erev? It means Le'echad Mishnayim, to one of the two. So then the question is on Abaya, so why do you have to say this case? We already said in the Reisha that one person can Mevatel to two people. Now, what is the difference with one being Mevatel or two people being Mevatel? It doesn't make a difference. We said you can Mevatel already to two people. So what is the Chiddush of this case according to Abaya? And that the Gemara says, Bei Shloi Irvu Itzrichle. We needed to tell you this idea that two people that did not join the Erev are allowed to be mevatel to the two that had made in the Erev. What's the chiddush? Well, I mean, what would I have thought otherwise? So gedaydecha mina ligzer dima asilip tuli luhu. I would have thought to say, as we had said a similar svara on the beginning, on the top of this daf from the previous daf that we had ended off on the top line, that if we allow the two people that did not join the Erev to give over their rights away to the two that had joined in the Erev, we would be concerned that maybe the reverse would happen too, that they would repay the in kind, and we would allow the two that had joined the Erev to give their rights away to the two that had not joined the Erev, which that doesn't work, because that we say they're oisin zelze, because although the others are being mevatel to them, these two people that did not join the Erev, now that they would be the only owners left, they would still make it osin zelze, because they would still be considered a joint, not through an Erev, not a singular, but a pluralistic joint ownership of the chatzar, and therefore maybe we should be concerned not to even allow them to mevatel to the ones that had joined, because then they might do the reverse. Kamashwan, that's the chiddush according to Abaya, is that we're not concerned that if we let them who did not join the Erev to mevatel to the ones that did join the Erev, that then the ones that joined the Erev might be mevatel back to them. Then the Braisa continued and said, "Oy le'echad shalai irv, or to one person that did not join the Erev. That as we explained already, that means to say that none of them had joined the Erev, and that we say that they can also be mevatlet to one person that did not join the Erev, because now he'll be the only owner. And that the question is, Lamali, again, what is the chiddush of that case more than anything of the chiddushin that we had said? We already know that more than one person can mevatla at a time. We know that when you're mevatla to one person, that will work. So we know that even if the person did not join the Erev, that we don't kenas and that will work. So what is the chiddush of this case? And that the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, I would have thought to say that hanimili, that when did we say all these cases that you could do bittul? That is hechad de miktsasin irvu, miktsasin leirvu. That's at least on some element, there are some people that did join the Erev and some people that did not join the Erev. Aval hechad de kulan leirvu liknesinu, but where nobody made an Erev, then we should penalize them. Why? That bittul shouldn't work, kadeshulay tishtakeach, toyris Erev. That the halacha of Erev should not be forgotten. That the children that come afterwards, they won't know there's such a concept as Erev, because you know, no one made an Erev, and everyone's just giving vatal the reshus zeh lazeh. On that, I would have thought to say that now here, bittul should not work because no one made an Erev, and now they're not going to know there's such a concept. Kamash, well, that no, even in such a case, that was the chiddush that nobody made an Erev, everyone came vatal the reshus to one person that did not join an Erev, and that it will work. We're not concerned that the children will forget the halachas of Erev. Then the Brisa continued with what was called the Seifa, about all the cases that bittul will not work. Said Avol Ein Echad She'erev. However, we cannot have one person that joined in the Erev. Obviously, there's another person over here that Noisin Rishus LeEchad She'erev. He cannot give over his rights away to one person that did not join the Erev. Now, as we had explained already in the previous Gemara, Labaya, according to Abaya, Tana Seifa, we learned this case of the Seifa, which is not necessary according to Abaya, because it's obvious. Because you have one person that would not mevatel his rishus. As we explained, there must be three people here. And we have Echad She'erev, only one of the people that joined the Erev, giving over to the Echad She'lo Yerev. Now, although he's giving it over to that person, there's still the other one that had been joined the Erev that didn't give it over. So according to Abaya, that's not necessary whatsoever. So why did we say this case of the Seifa? Legluye Reisha, to reveal to us, to understand the case of the Reisha, that what? That the whole Bryce is talking about, that the third person is there, the second one that had joined the Erev is still alive. That, because obviously we know that from the Sefer, which is saying that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Obviously because he's still there. And my giving over to the one Shaloi Erev is not going to work, because he's still there. Oh, he's still there. So that means the case of the Reish that said that Echad Shaloi Erev, that did not join the Erev, gives over his rights away, Le'echad She'erev, to one of those. Obviously, that's what Abaye is telling us, the Sefer is teaching us to the Reisha, that you do not have to move out your shush to call Echav Echav to every single person. And in spite of that, it will not make it forbidden on the other people, as we said, because we view them as one big, large body. You could just give it to one of them. You don't have to give it to every single one of them. That's according to Abaye. L'Rabba, according to Rabba, I did the Tana Reisha. Once the Reisha said, regarding because we said the flip side of the cases, that we said that one person that did not join the Erev, that he can give his rights away to one person that did join the Erev, as Rab had explained, that's talking about a case when the other one had died. So Tanenami Sefer's are there, but the Sefer also said the similar case that the reverse would not work, which is talking about the simple case that there is another person that was not Mavatl, so there really is no integral chiddush to this case. But it's talking about that the ratio was that the third person was there and he died. And the Sefer told him that he wasn't there. If he wasn't there, so what is the Chiddush? And you're right, there's no Chiddush. It's just that we wanted to say the reverse of the case. Since we said the same case in the ratio, we said the reverse in the Sefer. Then the Brisa continued. It said, Ve'ein shnayim she'ervu. And so you also cannot have two people that had joined the Erev, that nisin reshus l'mishnayim she'ervu, to give over their rights away to two people that did not join the Erev. The question is, Hasul Amali, why do I need this case? Obviously, that we have the concept of Astriya Dodi. The two people that they're giving, they're being vatlet to, did not join the Erev with each other, and therefore, they're going to make it us or one or the other. Of course, bittul is not going to work. Now, the Gemara says, Loi tzricha debat le'chad minei lechavi, that subsequently, that from the two people that got it, that they each did not join the Erev, that person gave it to the last man standing, that he's the only one left. And so Ma'adu Tema Lishterle, I would have thought to say that now he's permitted to go out and use it because he's the only one in this chatzar. Everyone else is negated over here. They're all in this bottle. So therefore he can use it. Kamash Malan, that was the chiddush to say that Kivan debidna the bottle. Since at the time when the three people, let's we're talking about a case of five people, the three people joined the Erev, two people did not. And then at the time when the three people were mavatla to those two people that did not join the Erev, Lihavali Sharusubaha Chatzar, that then from those two people, that second to the last person that's giving it to the last person, he wasn't able to use it anyway. He wasn't able to utilize that bittul. Loi, therefore, that's the chiddush is that now he cannot go ahead and then send it on, as we already explained on the previous staff, that if he couldn't utilize the bittul, he can't go ahead and be a shliach and pass it on. But then the Braisa continues and says, it seems to be again the same type of a case. It says, v'einshnaim shleir, but you also cannot have two people that did not join the Erev. Nais n'rushus n'rushnaim shleir, but they cannot give it to another two people that did not join the Erev. So let's say there's four people, and none of them joined the Erev. So we can't have two that did not join the Erev to give it to a different two that didn't join the Erev. So the Gemara says, hasul humbly. This case, for sure, I don't need. It's even worse than the case we had before, in the sense that, of course, it's not going to work. Because, again, you still have two people that did not join the Erev. So what is the chiddush over here? And the Gemara says, leit tzricha. It's one step closer to working that I had to say that it's still not going to work. And that although the amri kenei amanas lahaknas, this case is talking about, and as Rashi explains that from the fact that it repeats the case, obviously he's telling us it's a step higher in Chiddush, that even though they tell him, that, let's say those two people that are giving it over to the remaining two, they say, you know what, we're giving it to you two, but one of you two, we're only giving it to you so that you could pass it on to that person. Now I would have thought maybe that would work, because he's never supposed to acquire it for himself to be able to utilize it to say that once it doesn't work, he can't pass it on, because we're only giving it to you to pass it on. Then we would have thought that it would work for him to be the intermediary, the shliach, the medium to pass it on. That was the chiddush, that even in such a case, it's not going to work, because if not, definitely we wouldn't have to say this case in the price. And therefore, this is, as we said, that was maybe would have thought would work. Kamash Malan, that the bitl could only work for him to pass it on if it would have worked for him. And it wouldn't have worked for him because he had the other person that did not join the Erev also, that also got that acquisition, that will aser zalze. Now the Gemara continues on this theme of bitl with the following question. Bayimene Rav Merav Nachman, Yairish. Regarding someone that's an inheritor, that we're talking about a case where his father forgot to join in the Erev, and then he died on Shabbos, and he was not mevatel his rishus. So the question is, ma'ushei vatel rishus, could the Yairish be mevatel the rishus? He's the owner now. Now the property is something that the chatzar is jointly owned by everybody else as a singular, and then there's this other person that didn't join the Erev that could have been mevatel his rishus on Shabbos, but he died Shabbos in the morning. Now everyone said, oh, we thought he's going to do bittul. We wanted to carry out here in the afternoon. So they asked their son, you own it. Could you be mevatel it? So we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara explains the question. Do we say that when, if you had been able to make an Erev yesterday, then bituli nami motzi mevatel, so then now on Shabbos you could also be mevatel? In other words, his father, where yesterday the father could have joined the Erev, so therefore such a person, we say, he could be mevatel on Shabbos. Aval hai, but this Yairish, this inheritor, kiven di boi li ruvi me et mod li motzi me'arv, had he wanted to be me'arv yesterday, to join the Erev, he could not have, because he had no portion yet in the sada, he wasn't the owner, his father was the owner. So loy motzi mevatel, therefore he cannot be mevatel, because that's the concept of bittul is based on Erev. And that is, if you could do an Erev, then we say, if you didn't, then bittul will work on Shabbos. But here, where he could not have joined the Erev, therefore bittul of his should not work on Shabbos. A dimo, or maybe, do you say, Yairish kari davuhu, do you say that the inheritor is like the knee, which means he's an extension of his father, that just like, he's like taking the place of his father. So just like his father could have joined the Erev, he is also considered in some level that he could have been ma'ariv through his father, and that he's the extension now, so therefore maybe he could be mevatel. That's the Gemara's question. So Malaysar of Nachman answered, it's a machlekes. I say that he could be mevatel. You're right, he is kari davu, he's an extension of his father. But behind the Shmuel tanu, but those from the yeshiva of Shmuel, they learned ain mevatel, that he cannot mevatel, that no, he could not have been joined in the Erev Shabbos, so therefore he cannot be mevatel. So now the Gemara asks questions on Rav Nachman's opinion that he could be mevatel. Eisvei, we learned in the Braisa, zehaklal. This is the rule, and the Gemara later will explain the exact understanding of this braisa. The braisa says, "Kol shemutter lemukta Shabbos, whatever is mutter for some of Shabbos, hutter lechol Shabbos, then it's permitted for the whole entire Shabbos. V'chol shenesel lemukta Shabbos, whatever was forbidden for some of Shabbos, nesel lechol Shabbos is forbidden for the whole entire Shabbos. Chutz mevatel rishus, except to someone that he's mevatel, he's relinquishing his rights, where there, although it was usher for some of Shabbos, it still will be permitted for the rest of Shabbos." Now the Gemara explains the braisa. And then it will ask the question of Rav Nachman. We said kol shehutu l'miktzah Shabbos, whatever was permitted for some of Shabbos, mutul chal Shabbos, then it's permitted for the whole entire Shabbos. What's that case talking about? We're talking about, for example, let's say they joined through an opening. That is, let's say we're talking about two courtyards that have an opening between the two courtyards, and which then they could make their own separate Erev, and they could use their own Rishosim. They don't make it Asazel Zeh. But if they want, they could elect to make an Erev through that opening. And on Shabbos, what happened was is that opening crumbled. There was the wall had crumbled, and now the opening is not there. V'nistam ha-Pesach. And the opening has been closed on Shabbos. Similarly, Erev Derech Chalon, if they joined through a window that they had between their two courtyards, V'nistam Chalon, and the window now is closed because something crumbled down. So then the halach is they are still permitted to transfer from one chatzah to another by throwing or through the holes, and that is, although that you cannot make an Erev between two courtyards without a Pesach, without an opening, as we learn in the Mishnah later on, Ayin Vav Omer Aleph, that says with a window between two courtyards, but here is because of the concept of Hoyel B'Hutra Hutra. Since it was permitted in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains permitted, and that is what the concept was saying, that whatever was Hutra L'Miktzah Shabbos, it was permitted for some of Shabbos. When Shabbos started, there was this opening, then it's Mutra for the whole entire Shabbos. Now, when it said Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule. What's that coming to include? In other words, it says Zeh HaKlal, this rule, and then we said that statement, whatever is permitted for some of Shabbos, it's permitted for the rest of Shabbos. So why do you have to say a rule? A rule sounds like you're adding, there are cases that would be included in this rule. I mean, as we explain what the actual case is, what's the rule coming to include? Comes to include a mavoi, an alleyway, which is where all the chatzeris are joined together and they could carry in the mavoi, that on Shabbos, the crossbeam or the side post, which is what's necessary to be a tikkun for the mavoi, was taken down on Shabbos. And that is, although now the walls, so to speak, the mechitzas of the mavi have been taken down, because in halacha we view that kayra lechi on some level as if it's closing off the fourth side, that is, it's closed on three sides, and it's open on the fourth side to Rosh Hashanah. And we make the side post or the crossbeam as the fourth wall, and now it came down on Shabbos. So even though it lost some of its walls, its mechitzas is still permitted, because since it was permitted, bein hashmashes, so then it's going to be permitted the whole entire Shabbos. And that is, as Rashi explains, we would not have known that from the case of the Reisha, because that case, you have the mechitzas, you didn't lose those mechitzas, it's just you lost the opening between the two domains. However, here where you lost your mechitzah, I would have thought not. That's what Zeh HaKlal comes to include. Even if you lost some of its actual mechitzas that create the domain, still it's going to be permitted, as the Gemara says, and at the end of the first paragraph of Yedayin Amid Alf, that it will work since Bein HaShmashes. It was considered a good mavi, although it loses that during Shabbos. It was Hutu L'Miktzah Shabbos. It will be Mutu the whole entire Shabbos. But then the Brisa said, Kol Shenesel L'Miktzah Shabbos, whatever is forbidden for some of Shabbos, Nesel Chol HaShabbos Kula, it's going to be forbidden for the entire Shabbos. What's that case talking about? We're talking about, for example, two houses on either side of the public domain. Let's say there's a highway or a public domain that we have on either side, a home. And now, so it's basically like, if you look at Rosh Hashanah, between these two homes, they have two walls. Now the Nachr made a wall from either side of the two homes, basically creating what would seem like a chatzar between these two homes. And the halacha would be that now they would be forbidden to do a bittul from one to the other so that they should be able to use the area inside of it. And that is, since had they wanted to do an Erev from yesterday, they could not have made an Erev because it was Rosh Hashanah here. They didn't have any mechitzas here. So therefore, that's what we're applying the principle that whatever was asr l'miktzah Shabbos, that it's going to be asr the whole entire Shabbos, although there's walls now and there's a real chatzar here. And by real chatzar, when you have two people that did not join together in Erev, one could be mevatel to the other. That's what we're saying, that no, since when Shabbos started, they did not have this eerie of the chatzar, and therefore they could not have been mevatel one to the other because there was nothing here for them to be mevatel one to the other. Therefore, as we had said before, that bittul is dependent on Erev, so now, although there is what would seem a possibility to be mevatel, since it was asl miktzah Shabbos, it's going to be asl kala Shabbos. But had there been only one person over there, let's say one home, and then the Nachram had done and created this type of a chatzar, that by carving out an area in Rosh Hashanah with three walls in front of his home, that would be okay for him to carry over there because that's what's called mechitza nas b'Shabbos, as we had learned in other dafim, that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos is considered a good mechitza. But that's the case of what we're teaching you, that this would not work. Since it was us in the beginning of Shabbos, and they weren't able to make an Erev, so it's us l'chal Shabbos kula, bitl won't work over here. Now the Gemara has Zeh HaKlal. When it said this is the general rule, in other words, when the Brisa started, Zeh HaKlal wasn't going only on that this is the general rule for what does work, that if hutul mikta Shabbos, that's mutul chol Shabbos kula. But even going on the last case, that also that which is forbidden for part of Shabbos will be forbidden for the whole entire Shabbos. What's that general rule including for the sefer case, lasuy mai? And that the Gemara says, lasuy has come to teach that even if meis nachi b'Shabbos, even if the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, and that is, that since had they wanted to make an Erev yesterday, they could not have made an Erev, because the non-Jew is there and he cannot be included in the Erev. So now also, they cannot move out their shush one to the other. Although he's not here anymore, he's out of the equation, so now it's just us two Jews, now I can move out my shush to you. The Chiddush is that it won't. And as Rashi said previously, from the Reisha of the Seif, I would not have known that had I not said Zehaklal. Because over there in the other case that we said that it won't work, that was talking about that they could not have made under any circumstance an Erev because there was no chatzah. There was no two walls that was cutting off the rest of the Shusram to create a chatzah there. So what's there to join? We don't have any area to join. However, here they could have technically joined together by renting, by doing schiris, renting from the domain of the non-Jew. That's what the Chiddush of the Jachal is coming to teach. That even in such a case, that they cannot mevatel their reshus one to the other, since it was asal lemiktzah Shabbos, which we said that they could not have made an Erev from before Shabbos, although they technically could have by schiris, but in the sense of just the two of them, they could not have made that. So that's the chiddush, is that they won't be able to do bitl on Shabbos. But now is where the Gemara concludes the question on Rav Nachman. But for Ketani, one of the cases that we learned was that we said chutz mevatel reshus, except for someone, although we said if something's forbidden for part of Shabbos, which we just explained the case, so when there's two houses on either side of Shas Drama and Goyim make the walls, that it's going to be us for the whole entire Shabbos. An exception to that is someone that's Mevatel his Rishos. That if, let's say, someone forgot and he did not join the Erev, although it was forbidden for part of Shabbos, there is a Takana, there's some type of rectification you can do on Shabbos that you can Mevatel it. Now, from the fact that it doesn't use the terminology, except for when there's a bitl of Rishos and an inheritor, so the inference is, ihu in. It says, besides someone that's mevatel his rishus, yerish loy. It sounds like that then it only works if you have your own rishus, that is where it's an exception, that if it's forbidden for part of Shabbos, then it will still be permitted. But an inheritor, that he's not the mevatel of the rishus, that he cannot have been joined the heir from before Shabbos, that would not work. That's a question of Nachman, who said that the yerish could also be mevatel his rishus. And that the Gemara says, Ema, the way you have to read it to understand it basically is chutz mi toiras bitl rishus. The exception is that, except for the fact of the law of bitl rishus, that, and that would include even inheritor, because as we had explained before, he's kari davu, he's an extension of his father, and therefore the toira of bitl does apply to him. And that's what we're saying, that is, he's included in that exception. That although it's forbidden for Parash Shabbos, it would be permitted, and therefore it's not a difficulty under Rav Nachman. The Gemara continues to ask under Rav Nachman. Eitz, we learned, Echad mimnei chatzer shemes. If one of the people in the courtyard died, v'nich reshus le'echem min hashuk, and in his will it said that he's leaving his rights of way in the chatzer and whatever he owns to somebody from the market. In other words, somebody that doesn't live here, he's giving over his rights to that person. So the Braisa says as follows: if mibe'oyim, if this individual died when it was still day, where now the one from the marketplace is taking over the rights of way over here, where the Erev of the first person did not get a chance to kick in, because Erev was only chal by Ben Hashmashes, and this person already took over, so then this person from the marketplace, Oyser, he makes it forbidden on everybody else, that even though he doesn't live here, but as we learn the Braisa later on in this parak, it says somebody that has a Beis HaTeven or Beis HaPoker, he has some type of a home in the courtyard of his friend, he makes it forbidden for that person if he doesn't join together in the Erev. And since this person already acquired it from before Shabbos, and he did not join the Erev, it's only the original owner that joined the Erev, but he's dead already, and this person took over, he's going to make it forbidden for everyone else to carry. Mishach HaSheikha, however, if the person only acquired it when it was already after Shabbos had started, then Eino Isa, he will not make it forbidden, because that's, as we have learned, that principle in the Braisa. That's what's called Hutel L'Miktzah Shabbos. It was already permitted for some of Shabbos. That is because the Erev of the person that was still alive worked by Ben Hashmashes. Therefore, although this person takes it over on Shabbos, it's not going to make it forbidden. Then the Braisa says, Ve'echem en Ashuk. Let's say there's someone from the market, that he has a home in that courtyard, that Shemes, that he died. And he left in his will that his rights of way will be le'echem nechatzer. In other words, there's someone else that lives over there in that development, and he was never there, he just owned that property. He says, you know what, if I die, you can go ahead and you have it. So he left it for one of the people in the courtyard. Here it's a different way. If he passed away from before it was Shabbos, then eino oisir. Then he would not make it forbidden, because that person that lived there did join together with the other neighbors. And therefore, eino oisir, he's not going to make it forbidden. Mishachashecha, however, if that person that didn't live there from the marketplace, that he passed away only after it got dark, where then now the person that lives there, that is from one of those people that lived there, that he joined here, he already joined the Erev, that he cannot join the Erev with that property because he's only getting it after Shabbos starts, then Oyser, then he will make it forbidden. Which the Gemara now concludes with the question on Rav Nachman. Amai Oyser, why do we say that this person is going to make it forbidden on everybody else? If you say like Rav Nachman that a Yerush could be Mevatel Rishus, why is he making forbidden? Livatel, let him, this person that's inheriting it from this person from the marketplace, let it be Mevatel. What's the problem? You already can't be Ma'arvik because there's already Shabbos when he gets it. But go ahead and be Mevatel. He's inheriting it from that person. A Yerush could be Mevatel. And the Gemara answers, my Yosef, what does it mean? You're right that person will make it forbidden because he's only getting it when it's too late to be ma'arav. It means nami diktani ad sheyavatel. It only means that he'll make it forbidden until he does bittel. But in other words, his Erev will not work because he didn't have it for his Erev to work by Ben Hashemosh, only getting it after Shabbos. But it means to say that yes, bittel would work. It just means up until you do bittel, then it's going to make it awesome. But if you're right, if you do bittel, it will work like Rav Nachman that says that a Yerush could be mevatel.